be honest, both teams are in the final. There's a lot of shadow boxing there. I suppose we took a lot of boys off at halftime, and they put some of their stronger boys on in the second half. So both teams didn't want to show their hand too much. So the result means nothing really. It was just a matter of getting boys game time that were there all year and training with us, and they deserved the game, you know. So and boys coming back from injury, we got that out of it. So the result doesn't really matter. On I suppose you always want to win, but at the same time we're not too bothered really. We're going to Croke Park against Wicklow again in 2 weeks' time, so that's going to be the main objective, you know.
Is the manner of the defeat, though, would that be a bit of a cause for concern with you, Mickey, leading kind of heavily in the first half? I know you mentioned you made a few changes in that, but let a big lead slip, would that be kind of a cause for concern?
Yeah, I suppose the last 5 minutes of the first half, when we were cruising, you know, and we conceded 1-3 in that spell, you know, and it brought it back to a 6 or 7 point game, and after us being maybe 12 up, so that was a wee bit of switch off, you know, and we tend to do that in times in games. So yeah, we wouldn't be happy the last 5 or 10 minutes, but we had decided before the match that we would be making these changes at half time, whether the game were going or not, you know. And Wicklow would only be maybe one starter on there the day at the start, you know, and maybe finish with 6 or 7. So definitely there was elements we weren't happy with, but you know, but they finished with a very strong team there. So giving away that lead is not that pleasing, you know, but at the same time with a lot of experience out there and boys making debuts on, so we'll not think too much about it.
Yeah, and of course you mentioned now those two sides will play each other again. With a game like it being a dead rubber, is it hard to get the players motivated for a game like that?
Yes, it is, Owen, and look, we would have probably been happier having a good tough hurling session today, you know, and fitness and stuff. To be honest, the game was sort of just on the road, just the fixture had to be filled with Sheffield. Maybe something they need to look at really. If two teams are in a final, there's no real point in Wicklow travelling down to us, you know. So, but the game had to be fulfilled, you know. So it sort of was on the road in terms of preparation for the final, but at the same time we got a lot of game time, Andy, lads that didn't get much all year. So that's the way we used it, you know, when boys come back from injury, so we just used it like that, you know.
And finally, Mickey, I know you said not going to be the same sides that showed up and that will show up in Croke Park, but did you learn anything from today's game that you might be able to take into that game in Croke Park in a few weeks' time?
No, not a lot of them. They didn't show a lot, and look, they did put 4 or 5 boys on. Look, but we know them well. Owen, we played them twice this year already. That's the third time there. So both teams showed nothing really, you know, and it's just a fear of injuries. You know, we didn't want to catch too many lads. Pick up a knock today in 2 weeks' time, so. Learned enough today, but at the same time both teams know one another well, and I'd say that's the third meeting this year, so we know what they're all about and they'll know what we're about, Owen, and you know, Wicklow's been going very well. Nobody's really put a glove on them through the group stages, you know. They've won every game comfortably, so it's going to be a tough ask for us. They gave us a good beat in the league. They got a bit complacent against us in the semi-final, and we turned them over that day by a point, so, but we know that Wicklow's going to be a real tough opposition for us in 2 weeks' time, Owen, and we're going to bring our A game if we're going to get out of it, you know.